We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants. That generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello, honored viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Please join us anytime on Supreme Master Television. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astor 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2, Africa, Intelsat 10KU band and Intelsat 10C band, the Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6, Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S, North America, Galaxy 19, Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 82 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe, in Ankh-Virong, Channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bouer, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. And in Kumba, Channel 23 on CIAT Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basatcom Bafut. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on Blundellsat. And in Edea, Channel 37 on Itablessemong Eserna.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Verde.
In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV.
In Bogotá, Colombia, in Beavista Noroccidental, La Estrada, La Estradita, Ciudad Onda, and Bosque Popular, Channel 16 on Parabólica Beavista. In Villa Mayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company.
In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro, 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón, in Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Tele Los Nidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV, La Estancia. And in Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal, and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A.
in Puriscal, Mora, and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. And in Zona Atlántica, Siquires, Batán, and Pocora, Channel 59 on Cable Caribe. In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Costanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas del Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicana. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Jovitel. And in Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Taperacuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Minga Guazu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Minga Guazu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, nationwide on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiao Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV.
In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingzong Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Xiai County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozhou City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Xiai City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. And in Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Cha Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukbatar Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhan Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Cha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, Mongolian Digital Broadcasting, and in Bayanzurk and Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Hotol, Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City and Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sanburt Company. And in Sanshan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV.
In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel. And in Hamburg on Willytel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, laws are drafted in Moscow, Russia to safeguard canine friends. In Veg News, a nature-conscious group in Chile promotes a plant-based diet. In community news, a Syrian mechanic invents a plow to protect tree roots. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, October 21, internationally lauded singer Miss Celia Cruz was born in Havana, Cuba in 1925. Referred to as the Queen of Salsa, Miss Cruz began singing in her teens and was highly acclaimed during her illustrious six-decade music career. She was a recipient of numerous accolades, including two Grammy Awards, three Latin Grammy Awards, a Smithsonian Lifetime Achievement Award, and a National Medal of Arts, the United States' highest official honor in the arts, from His Excellency President Bill Clinton in 1994. May outstanding artists such as Miss Celia Cruz continue to bring inspired melodies to eager fans worldwide.
Fly-in news. Fatal floods sweep Haiti. Starting Saturday, October 16th, floods triggered by torrential rains claimed at least 12 lives after rivers burst their banks and washed through homes built in ravines near the Haitian capital, Port-au-Prince. Two of those who succumbed were children buried in a mudslide at a post-quake refugee camp in Carrefour, where the earth under the makeshift settlements has turned into spongy mud and lakes. Officials and aid groups working on reconstruction projects to provide permanent homes for the more than 1 million people still living in tents after January's quake have been on the alert and are digging drainage ditches around camps as well as clearing canals in efforts to avoid further flooding.
With deep condolences and her prayers, Supreme Master Ching Hai requested that our nearby association members please go if possible to assist in rendering aid to the most desperate, including the elderly or orphans without caregivers, saying that emergency funds are available.
Our appreciation all officials, groups and personnel working to help the disaster stricken, as we also convey our gratitude for Supreme Master Ching Hai's heartfelt concern. It saddens us to know of the lives lost, and we pray for the Haitian people's resiliency through these distressing conditions as humanity strives to quickly restore planetary balance through our more considerate lifestyles.
Greek Aegean islands swept by torrential rains. Officials declared a state of emergency on the islands of Chios, Mytilene, Ikaria and Samos after days of non-stop precipitation triggered widespread flooding. As of Wednesday, October 20th, there were at least two fatalities, including a man whose home was swept away. Meanwhile, rescuers worked to assist people who had become trapped by water in their cars, and emergency service personnel received 450 calls from residents and business persons whose structures had been inundated, while roads were also damaged.
Conveying her sympathies and prayers, Supreme Master Ching Hai requested that our nearby association members please check with local officials to see if more help is necessary and, if possible, go to render aid accordingly. She also noted that financial assistance is available for urgent supplies.
Our thankfulness, Greek officials and rescue personnel, for your prompt initiatives, as well as for Supreme Master Ching Hai's attentive concern. Wishing the storm-stricken residents a soon return to the stability of their regular lives, as we pray for such weather extremities to subside through our striving for gentler, eco-stabilizing ways.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even travelling great distance on unfavourable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
International meeting focuses on Afghan peace. Coming together in Rome, Italy on Monday, October 18th, representatives from Afghanistan, Iran, the United States, the European Union, the United Nations, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, or NATO, and member states of the Organization of the Islamic Conference met to assess and help advance harmonious developments in Afghanistan. Along with discussions of achieving comprehensive peace, other important topics included transitioning security assignments to Afghan personnel, as well as the internal reconciliation process. U.S. Representative Richard Holbrook also noted Iran's shared border with Afghanistan, highlighting her role in a long-term peaceful resolution, while Iran's special envoy to Afghanistan and Pakistan, Mr. Mohammad Ali Ghanezadeh, affirmed his country's commitment to a regional solution supported by the international community. Our respectful accolades, all participants, for your benevolent support. May your constructive collaboration help usher in a new era of peace and prosperity for Afghanistan and her gracious people.
Luxury brand Escada pledges fur-free fashion. Germany-based international luxury fashion line Escada has confirmed that it will halt the use of any animal fur, starting with its Spring-Summer 2011 collection that is available at the beginning of next year. This decision is being applauded by fur-free and animal rights advocates, especially the Escada campaign, organised by the Global Network Against the Fur Industry, which has urged the company to end the animal exploitation and suffering caused by its use. We offer our big applause to Escada for this courageous action that supports compassionate fashion, as we also send a big thanks to Global Network Against the Fur Industry and all the animal welfare advocates for their tireless campaigns to encourage such decisions. Blessed be such efforts in blossoming further, so that all can see that beauty does not have to come at the cost of animal lives.
Soy found to lower risk of breast cancer. Noting the lack of data on the effects of soy isoflavones on breast cancer patients, Dr. Qingyan Zhang and a team at the Cancer Hospital of Harbin Medical University in China observed a group of 524 women for several years following surgery. They found that postmenopausal women who consumed high amounts of soy products, which contain the substance known as isoflavones, had a significantly lower risk of cancer recurrence. In fact, the group consuming the most soy isoflavones had a nearly 20% lower recurrence rate. The study authors were encouraged by this finding and said they looked forward to conducting further research to provide more data. Thank you, Dr. Zhang and colleagues, for this information about the helpful aspects of soy. Wishing everyone similar benefits from such natural plant-based products in optimizing health and well-being.
UK study shows eating less meat can save lives. Oxford University researchers have announced the finding that if British citizens reduce their meat consumption to 3 meals maximum per week, this could prolong the lives of 45,000 Britons and save the UK National Health Service £1.2 billion. The report, published by Friends of the Earth UK, also shows the distinct unhealthiness of factory-farmed and processed meats. Dr. Mike Rayner of the Department of Public Health at the University of Oxford stated, "This research demonstrates the clear health benefits of cutting down on meat and dairy in the UK and quantifies this more comprehensively than ever before."
Former Chief Medical Officer Sir Liam Donaldson has also urged for reduced meat consumption, saying in a 2010 report, "Our diet is warming the planet, it is also damaging our health." Our earnest appreciation, Sir Liam Donaldson, Dr. Rayner, Friends of the Earth UK, and Oxford University researchers for this report that alerts us to the many lives that can be saved as we remove meat and dairy from our diets. May we all continue to expand our intake of the humane and earth-friendly plant-based fare.
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption and or production:
rabies, anthrax, sleeping sickness, Q fever, norovirus, swine flu, Ebola Ristin virus.
Cured meats and fish increase leukemia risk in children. Antibiotic-resistant superbug infections from a strain of Staphylococcus aureus.
Blue tongue disease, E. coli, Salmonella, bird flu, mad cow disease or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk.
Pig's disease or PMWS, listeriosis, shellfish poisoning, preeclampsia, Campylobacter, Clostridium difficile.
Diseases hidden in healthy appearing livestock, some of the costs of meat eating.
Infertility. Eating just one serving of meat per day increases the risk of women's infertility by 32%, with additional meat consumption increasing the risk.
Heart disease. Over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion a year.
Cancer.
Increased childhood cancers and adult reproductive cancers from hormones in meat.
Colon rectal cancer. Over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year. More than 600,000 colon cancer-related mortalities annually. In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat-related cancers every year.
Diabetes. 246 million people are affected worldwide. An estimated $174 billion spent each year on treatment in just the United States. Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. Costs $93 billion each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese.
Environmental. Use up to 70% of clean water. Pollute most of the water bodies. Deforest the lungs of the earth. Uses up to 43% of the world's cereal. Uses up to 85% of the world's soy. Cause world hunger and wars. 80% cause of global warming, plus more.
Some of the costs of milk consumption: cowpox from milking cows, bacterial microbes, pesticides, and enzymes found in cheese derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat.
Breast, prostate, and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Listeria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat lead to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes, and heart disease, linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis, classified as a major allergen, lactose intolerance, plus more.
For help quitting, please visit For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers.
All survived plane crash on Flinders Island. On Friday, October 15th, a single-engine aircraft with 7 passengers on board returning to Tasmania, Australia, was forced to make an emergency landing on Flinders Island. The plane went down due to pouring rain and extremely limited visibility in a steep and thickly wooded area in the island's Strzelecki mountain range. Thanks to what the passengers said was an amazing job on the part of the pilot, everyone emerged from the plane with only minor injuries. The pilot then went to seek help and was found several hours later by Tasmanian rescuers, who then located and rescued the passengers from the wet and freezing conditions they were enduring at the site of the downed plane. We are very relieved to know that all members on board the aircraft are safe. May they enjoy swift recoveries as they are joyfully united with loved ones.
Save our planet. Dengue fever affects record numbers of people across the globe. Rising temperatures and extreme precipitation are being linked to the recent and dramatic rise of the disease, as noted by the World Health Organization, which has stated that 2.5 billion people are currently at risk. The mosquito-borne virus, which has no effective treatment, produces flu-like symptoms, with at least one strain that can be lethal. Experts are also cautioning of climate change's aggravating effect, as indicated by Dr. Ted Shettler, science director for the US-based Science and Environmental Health Network.
Dengue fever is a mosquito-borne viral disease, which is also a tropical and subtropical disease, but its range seems to be spreading, and not just because of international travel, but because of a change in climate is supporting the vector in areas where it didn't used to be. There was also recently reported a particularly sharp increase in dengue fever, for example, in Puerto Rico. In fact, the Centers for Disease Control just wrote about that as well, noting that this year's outbreak is happening much earlier than it typically does and is much more severe. And so they themselves are wondering whether that change in patterns might be due to climate change.
The highest number of reported dengue cases this year have been in Indonesia, with over 80,000 as of August, followed by Thailand, with nearly 78,000 by the end of September. Ao Lac or Vietnam, Laos, Nepal, Formosa or Taiwan, southern China and the Philippines have also noted higher numbers, with Malaysia also seeing a 53% increase in incidents this year, and India reporting the highest numbers in two decades.
In the Philippines, cases as of mid-September were already double those of 2009, with more than 500 people who have perished this year. Meanwhile, the health officials in Central American Guatemala say that the mosquitoes now live all year long, not just in winter as before. Europe has even been hit by the disease, with a first case appearing in southern France this year.
We are saddened to know of the thousands affected by this potentially deadly virus that is spreading with climate change. May our planet-calling actions quickly replace such disturbing illnesses with ever-expanding health and vitality.
Supreme Master Ching Hai has often addressed the connection between global warming and disease, as in the following March 2009 video conference in California, USA.
How can we take measures to protect not from rising sea levels, but also all the similar consequences of global warming? See, when the sea level rises, there will be more mosquitoes and diseases. Being vegan is our top priority, because this provides the most immediate cooling through actions that can be taken by individuals, because we are a big group on the planet, you see. Carbon removal is also good and acts fairly quickly, but being veg is something that every single person in the world can do and immediately.
Save Our Planet. New website expands access to protected areas around the world. The United Nations Environment Programme, or UNEP, and the International Union for the Conservation of Nature, or IUCN, have joined efforts to create the website protectedplanet.net, which encourages users, also known as citizen scientists, to locate, visit, and help provide information for some 150,000 protected regions across the globe.
This interactive social media-based website allows everyday visitors as well as trained scientists to upload photographs and travelogues, as well as share recommendations of nearby places of interest. Besides coordinating data on endangered species, native plant life and terrain types for scientists, governments and NGOs, it is hoped that the website will also encourage visits to benefit people and further the preservation of such protected areas. Speaking with enthusiasm about the project, UN Under-Secretary General and UNEP Executive Director Akeem Steiner stated, "National parks and protected areas represent one key and successful response to conserving and managing this planet's nature-based assets. So click on www.protectedplanet.net for a new adventure."
Hats off UN Environment Programme and International Union for the Conservation of Nature for the successful launch of protectedplanet.net. May this and other such constructive websites be graced with success as citizens worldwide are inspired to appreciate and care for the natural wonders of our beautiful planet.
Save Our Planet. Bureau of Meteorology researchers in Australia find that large urban areas such as Sydney and Melbourne are vulnerable to faster warming rates due to heat that is absorbed and emitted from buildings and roads.
Save Our Planet. US scientists discover that the climate-linked weather pattern known as El Niño-Modoki is changing long-term ocean currents in the North Pacific, which in turn affect fish species and nutrient distributions throughout the seas.
Save Our Planet. Secretariat of the UN's Framework Convention on Climate Change, Cristiana Figueres, calls for developed nations to clearly state their emission reduction plans to facilitate an effective accord at the upcoming climate conference in Mexico.
Hi, I'm Ilu Demeliu, living happily with a vegan lifestyle. I would like to share a memory-improving tip from psychologist Dr. Jeff Brown of Harvard Medical School in the United States and co-author of The Winner's Brain. If you add gestures when you're being told new information, it could assist you in recalling it more easily. For example, if you find it hard to remember names after you're being introduced to someone, try discreetly writing her or his name on your palm with your finger You can experiment to see if that helps you in remembering the person's name. Many thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet. And thank you for tuning in. And now for the weather around the globe.
In animal welfare news, new laws to safeguard canine friends are drafted in Moscow, Russia. After working on the matter for 7 years, the authorities have released guidelines stating the caregiver's responsibilities. These include providing food, daily walking, and needed veterinary care to one's dog companion. Stray canines will be detained, sterilized, and then given for adoption to good homes if possible. Plans have also been outlined to offer a number of bonuses, such as affordable veterinarian fees and informational support to caregivers. Our sincere appreciation, Russian lawmakers, for your dedication to ensuring the welfare of innocent canines. May many precious lives be enhanced by your praiseworthy concern.
In veg news, a nature-conscious group in Chile promotes a plant-based diet and self-discovery. Eco-yoga inbound Ahari Krishna Ashram in San Diego is part of the Peñalolan ecological community in the picturesque Andean foothills. Vegetarian cooking classes, yoga courses, philosophical lectures and meditations are offered to the public, as well as tours and a variety of cultural and educational activities. Miss Ananda Brindaban, the coordinator of Yoga Inbound, discussed more.
Ustedes pueden venir con su familia, con sus amigos, y van a encontrar un ambiente muy grato. Y hacemos talleres de diferentes tipos de cocina. Durante el año hacemos talleres de cocina vegetariana en general.
Srila Guru Deva Atulananda, a respected spiritual teacher of Eco Yoga Inbound, spoke of the importance of living a healthy life.
Un gusto por la naturaleza, un gusto por una vida sencilla, por una vida sana. Eso va a despertar en nosotros el deseo de la verdad, de ordenarnos. Entonces, la educación debería apuntar hacia situar al hombre en la bondad, en un amor hacia todos. Por eso nosotros también aquí practicamos el vegetarianismo. El vegetarianismo es algo completamente fundamental para despertar esa hermandad por todos los seres.
Our earnest gratitude, Srila Guru Deva Atulananda, for your wise words on the plant-based lifestyle. Also, many thanks, Miss Ananda Brindaban, for sharing about the earth-loving endeavours of Eco Yoga Inbound. May more adopt compassionate choices for a long-lasting and balanced ecosphere.
European Parliament supports reducing meat to lower greenhouse gases.
Roll call vote. Vote is now open.
Reduce your meat consumption or stop eating meat totally.
During discussions on greenhouse gas reduction goals, the Climate Committee of the European Parliament officially recognized livestock's contribution to global warming and recommended a reduction of subsidies to the livestock industry to curb methane.
The European Parliament has adopted its own position on climate change as an institution,
And as a vice president, one of the proposals I've made is in line with your own, which is that we should eat far less meat, because that's one of the major sources of greenhouse gases.
Tout le monde sait bien, si on veut rendre notre planète soutenable, il va falloir réduire notre consommation de viande, ça on le sait bien.
My name is Jens Holm, I'm a member of the European Parliament. Please, be veg, go green to save the planet.
Coming up, a Syrian mechanic invents a plow which protects tree roots. We're just going to take some fresh drinking water out for the dogs. Be back soon. More helping news when we return on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, pleasant news for an amiable world. In community news, a Syrian mechanic invents a plow which safeguards tree roots. Mr. Faraz Mahassan Al-Baroki's instrument will allow farmers to avoid damaging tree roots, which are vital to absorb nutrition. The device consists of a warning sensor which signals if one of the three plowshares is coming near a tree root. In addition, hydraulic jacks lift the plowshares, which are connected to springs above the roots. His creation was a 2010 winner at Elbath University's Invention and Technology Exhibition. Mr. Al-Baroki stated, he will grant manufacturing rights to any national company willing to make it available at the lowest possible cost to farmers. Heaven bless your wonderful talent and laudable generosity, Mr. Al-Baroki. May your earth-protecting innovation benefit both farmers and trees, enabling more people to enjoy nutritious fruits.
Time for some light-hearted humor with Joke of the Day, told by Supreme Master Ching Hai, entitled Vision Problem.
One of the employees phoned his boss and said, "Sorry, boss, I'm not going to be able to come for work today." The boss said, "What's wrong with you?" "I had a vision problem, boss." The boss said, "Oh, it sounds serious. What seemed to be the real vision problem?" The employee said, "I just don't see myself at work today."
And now for our viewers' heartline.
You are the best television channel. Your celebration gifting piece was wonderful. I love all of the artists who took part in your celebration, and I enjoyed the Dream in the Night song. The poem was so beautiful, and I love the voice of Liz Calloway. She's so nice. It was so wonderful that we heard the voice of Supreme Master Ching Hai. I love you, Supreme Master Ching Hai. Your poems touch my heart. From the bottom of my heart, I wish that all of your dreams may come true. Thank you so much. Mina from Tehran, Iran.
Well wishing, Mina. Thank you for your lovely note. We are so happy you enjoyed Gifting Peace, Supreme Master Television's 4th anniversary concert. Liz Calloway and the other outstanding artists certainly did contribute amazing heartfelt performances. May the great Allah bless you and the spiritual people of Iran.
Do you have a heartline today? We very much appreciate your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline at suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. We sure have enjoyed spending time with you on Noteworthy News.
May our world be graced with peace for all.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
American philanthropists Bill and Melinda Gates launched the Living Proof campaign, which seeks to show that development aid projects do help end poverty and improve human rights, thus encouraging others towards similar endeavors.
The UN Food and Agriculture Organization, or FAO, appoints Her Highness Sheikh Fatima bint Mubarak of the United Arab Emirates an Extraordinary Goodwill Ambassador in recognition of her continuous support of women's rights and advancements.
Venezuela announces the development of a treatment system to end drug addiction that will include a therapeutic community for each of the 24 states, as well as centers for family guidance and units for comprehensive preventive care.
Israeli Foreign Minister Avigdor Lieberman and Greek Foreign Minister Dimitris Drautsas sign an aviation treaty, which is the first such accord since 1952 and represents a larger effort by both countries to enhance their diplomatic relations.
American actress and vegan Emily Deschanel calls on individuals to adopt the life-saving plant-based diet during World Go Vegan Week to save resources, save animals, and become healthier.
In response to a North Korean request, representatives from South Korea agree to re-establish a direct telephone connection between the two countries' main airports in Pyongyang and Incheon, respectively.
Participating in Friends of Democratic Pakistan, Egypt offers social, economic, and religious assistance to help increase the stable and peaceful development of the nation.
70 years young, Diane Tripitelli Davis of Alabama, USA, is bicycling 1,132 miles to Mexico to raise funds for a grammar school in a small community there.
Representatives from Malaysia and the Kingdom of Bahrain sign an historic treaty that furthers bilateral trade, investment, and business growth by eliminating double taxation.
Efforts by residents to reclaim Hunting Park as a safe and beautiful space in Philadelphia, USA, inspire donations from individuals and organizations, which in turn results in a complete makeover of the park.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/NWN.